Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you like at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, where the main feature actually allows you to control the content. So if you see something online that you think is pretty interesting, maybe it's a news article or a YouTube video or a blog post, you can submit it to our site, and then others will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked making it to the front page of the website and the top of the site. So go and see how all that works over at freetalklive.com and get involved. Now, we've got an update coming up on the police chief that tased the 14-year-old girl. It's a little bit of good news, which is surprising, shocking, and unexpected. We'll get to that here in a moment. But last night, I mentioned a real-life superhero. Oh, and I know, JJ, I know you want to get to the dead animals thing, and I've got a piece on that.
Excellent.
Because it's getting a little crazy out there.
It is.
But first, the real-life superhero, Linwood, Washington, CairoTV.com reporting, a local man said he came within seconds of having his car broken into and perhaps even stolen until a real-life superhero came to his aid, wearing tights, a mask, and a skin-tight supersuit.
Wow, that's impressive.
The encounter started in Linwood Sunday evening when a man who asked to be identified only as Dan was walking back to his car in a parking lot.
Because nobody would believe him if he used his real name. They make fun of him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he's wearing tights.
Dan wasn't wearing tights.
No, this is the victim.
Dan's not a very good name for a superhero.
Dan's the victim. We'll be introduced to the superhero here in a moment. Dan was walking back to his car in a parking lot when he saw a man with a metal strip trying to pry open his car. He started sticking it down between the window and the rubber strip. Dan began calling 911, but said help arrived before he even finished dialing.
That's impressive, actually.
Yeah, right from the right.
Sounds lucky to me.
This guy yes. comes dashing in wearing this skin-tight rubber black and gold suit and starts chasing him away, said Dan. What Dan didn't know is that just about every night an anonymous Seattle man strolls into a comic store, enters a hidden back room, and emerges.
How could he possibly be anonymous then?
Yeah, I don't think many people are entering those comic stores, so.
He enters a hidden back room and emerges transformed. Cairo 7 Eyewitness News reporter Monique Ming met him. Monique Ming Lavin met him. My name is Phoenix Jones, said the man. The man is the hero that Dan's been trying to tell his friends about. People are saying, no way, dude, you are probably drunk, said Dan. But the superhero sounded familiar to Ming Lavin. She had heard about how he and the other eight members of his Rain City superhero crime-fighting movement walked the streets, eyes out for crime and prepared to fight it. On Monday night, the fully clad superhero and Dan met. That's crazy. Nice to meet you, brother. Nice to meet you. That's insane, said Dan, who finally got a close-up look at his savior. Phoenix explained his whole supersuit, including bulletproof vest and stab plates, to Dan. He said, that's a taser nightstick, and I have mace/tear gas over here, said Phoenix. Then it was time for Phoenix to get back out on the streets. Maybe not quite a Superman, but an extraordinary one. So when I walk into a neighborhood, criminals leave because they see the suit, said Phoenix. I symbolize that average person doesn't have to walk around and see bad things and do nothing. Phoenix said since he started his crime-fighting crusade 9 months ago, he's been stabbed, had a gun pulled on him a few times, but has so far received no serious injuries. Unfortunately, he didn't catch up with the man who was breaking into Dan's car. But nonetheless, the Rain City superhero movement continues in Seattle with Phoenix Jones and approximately seven other superheroes walking the streets, keeping people safe.
Well, that's very impressive. I imagine it takes some sort of investment because the special plates, stab-proof plates, the body armor.
And gear ain't cheap.
A custom mask or whatever, a color scheme, things like that.
I guess you're right. I mean, well, what does one of those outfits cost? I know that bulletproof vest on its own is probably going to run you a few hundred bucks. So to integrate a bulletproof vest into a snazzy-looking supersuit, you're probably looking at a few $1,000s, right?
At least.
Yeah, I wouldn't look to go fighting crime without a bulletproof vest. I think it's hilarious that he can't catch the guy, though.
Well, it's probably heavy running.
The burglar can run faster than he can.
Well, why does he have to wear tights, though? Why can't he wear something, I don't know. I mean,
because you're not going to do this for nothing, and if you want to wear tights, that's what you're going to
no,
do.
No, I see tights as cliched. I think superhero. I think someone more modern with maybe some khakis that have some pockets that can hold some more grappling hooks or something useful. But these tights, what you can't hide anything.
Well, like, that's why Batman has the utility belt, right? Because you've got your different gadgets and gizmos and things on there, and he does look a little cliche.
Is that him there on the screen?
Yeah. He's got kind of a yellow and black look to him. And it, you know, it
how's somebody
going to
know you're a superhero if you're not wearing a skin-tight rubber suit, though?
That's true.
Well, I think your actions speak to that, Mark.
I don't want... No. I want to wear whatever it takes that I don't have to take action. You see, that's how you don't get stabbed. You want to wear whatever... That's why in the animal kingdom, the lizard has the little flaps that come out the side to scare people off.
You're striking fear into the hearts of the criminal element of Seattle.
That's the idea behind the Batman suit, actually. The original Detective Comics number 27 or whatever it was, Batman said that criminals, they're a superstitious lot. You know, it was the 30s, right?
Sure.
They're a superstitious lot, and they'll be scared by the bat suit. And so he, you know, adopted the bat suit.
I agree. I agree that the image is important. As you said, Mark, that's why people react to the image of a police officer in a certain way.
Or, I mean, think that he'd more likely to react to, like, the fact that you're carrying around a teenage boy with you in, like, green underpants.
Why does he have to be carrying it around?
Well, I mean, what was Robin doing?
I suppose.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is, does anybody think that this is inappropriate? That, you know, this guy is taking the law into his own hands, and we need the police to handle this, and this is wrong for him to get out there on the streets
and
risk his life like this?
Of course not, Ian. I mean, you know who you're talking to here, but...
Well, not you guys necessarily, but anyone listening.
Yes, of course. I don't see why anyone would have a problem with this. The guy is using non-lethal weapons... He's
Clearly, well, he probably can't legally carry a gun in a place like Washington. I'm just guessing. Seattle.
I mean, just the amount of guts it takes to pull this all off consistently day after day and dedicate yourself to this. I think a lot of people would respect this person.
I have to say that I believe the proof to be in the pudding. If he manages to not make a mistake, and I think that's the biggest problem with vigilantism, and that's what this is making a mistake. If he's using the non-lethal weapons, he's got the pepper spray, he's got the
meaning if he gets the wrong guy when you say making mistakes, something like that.
Yeah, you know,
hurting a bystander.
The next guy who's fiddling around trying to get into a car could very well be the guy who owns the car.
But also, to put that mistake in perspective, I mean, the police, and certainly the police do a lot of good in pursuing these violent crimes. I let's not be too cynical. But at the same time, their mistakes, the mistakes made by police are often very lethal and very, harmful to property and people. You know, if they've come busted in the wrong house for a raid, which is, I mean, done multiple times.
Yep.
Arresting the wrong person, just being detained from your family for a couple of days while things get straightened out, could screw up a person's life or his financial state.
Yeah, and Phoenix Jones doesn't have the... he's not going to be insulated like the police are from lawsuits. I mean, the police are able to go and do those things you're talking about, JJ, and hurt the wrong person and be not held responsible in any way, shape, or form. In most cases, we're actually going to give you a story here in a moment where one cop was held responsible to some extent. But in most cases, they aren't at all.
That's right.
And in Phoenix Jones's case, boy, if he gets the wrong guy or he does the wrong thing, he will be held responsible.
Well, not only that, but is that the other group members would want to hold him responsible. If they are this justice...
The other superheroes.
Yeah. Justice League.
Let's call it a Justice League for conversation's sake. But they would hold themselves to a higher standard as well as Phoenix Jones. And if something did happen that was wrong, I'm sure they would see to it that he was prosecuted or at least held accountable.
I want to know what you think about this one at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want, but I wonder how the police feel about this guy in Seattle. Do they feel like, you know, are they just laughing at this guy?
I think so.
Or are they feeling jealous that this guy is getting out there and he's stopping criminals in the act in a way that the police could only hope to achieve?
Well, I think the jealousy would be territorial-related. You know, police are territorial like all gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much, you're on my turf doing my job.
The toll-free number here tonight for your thoughts, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. That's the point of Free Talk Live. The number is 800-259-9231.
A
very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you, including archives and the Shrine of Female Listeners and a bunch of stuff you can go to freetalklive.com. Speaking of the shrine, there are dozens of ladies there who have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see that for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you're looking for gold or silver, before you buy, go to gold.freetalklive.com. I picked out some coins there that I think are good choices for people who are just looking to get into the metals market. They don't want to do any collecting or anything like that. These are simple coins that you can comparison shop around. Please do that. If you're going to buy gold or silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. If you are in the group of people that is sort of, you know, wishes you were putting money away, but, you know, you just haven't got enough set aside for 20 coins right now, because 20 coins is really the way to go. If you're going to buy at gold.freetalklive.com, the shipping's the same for one as it is for 20. Well, then go to gold.freetalklive.com. There's a 800 number there, and you can call them and ask for the layaway plan. That's Midas Resources. They're our syndicate, and they're the ones offering the gold here. And ask them for the layaway program, and you can put a certain amount every time you get your paycheck, and then you'll have the 20 coins. And the price would have been set aside today as opposed to when you're done paying them off. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to come back. Actually, we can talk more about Phoenix Jones and the real life, what apparently is called the real life superhero movement, because it's bigger than just Seattle. There are people that are donning superhero costumes apparently a lot more places, and they even have their own online manual as to how to be a real life superhero. 800-259-9231. Maybe you are one of these people, or you have come across one and you'd like to share your experience. In the meantime, we go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I wanted to say that I was thinking quite a bit about the story about the young girl that was tased by the cop, and the taser, I guess, damaged her, you know, electrified her brain and different things. And I was thinking about the UN treaty regarding the rights of the child. I think it's called the Convention on the Rights of the Child that actually the United States signed but has failed to ratify. Yet the United States did, there are three other protocols that the United States signed and actually ratified. And, you know, if that person can't get justice in the state of, was that in Texas or Arkansas, or where was that?
City of Tucumcari, which is, I believe, in New Mexico somewhere, Albuquerque area.
Okay. There should be a state ombudsman. You know, for children and their rights. And, you know, I would assume that she should attempt to, you know, bring it to the court and have it adjudicated. Because it appears to me that if this just stands, that a sheriff can, without arresting someone, just shoot the taser and do severe damage to the individual. You know, if that's not actually adjudicated and you know, a precedent is set after the judgment of the case, we're going to have more of that. And it kind of reminds me of the police riot at the University of Pittsburgh during the 2009 economic summit.
Frank, well, the bad news is we already do have more of it. The police are tasering people for obedience factors on a regular basis, and that's basically what this was.
I know.
The young girl was running away. She did not want to talk to this police officer, and he tased her because she wouldn't stop running from him, basically.
Right, but the point is, you know, it's a minor, it's someone 14 years old.
Well, I don't care if it's a minor or if it's an old lady or somebody in the middle age.
All of those cases should be adjudicated, brought to the court,
or else
basically we're just going to have wild police force, like I said, you know, during the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, going into the dorms of the University of Pittsburgh and attacking innocent students.
I don't see that the UN has any authority at all right now.
Well, actually, no.
My personal view on the UN is it's just a bunch of bureaucrats that get along and do their fancy thing. Really,
the troops like to rape people too.
Well, yeah. As far as that, I have a problem with the federal government of the United States, and you're talking about another world type government body. I don't want anything to do with the UN at all.
Well, you know,
personally.
In a sense, since Marbury versus Madison, the precedent was set that the federal government takes precedent over the states. And the states, through numerous cases in many of the states, take precedent over the local community or the county, and they're sort of like a pecking order. And if the remedy isn't available to protect the individual at the state level or the federal level or at the local level, then it's time to take it to the next area, which would be, you know, the international court. And
I'm with Frank on this one. If I got my brain zapped like this little girl did, the taser tong shot into my head, I really don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut as to which court gives me relief in this particular instance. I don't care whether it's the local district court, the circuit court, the federal court, or the UN World Court. I want this guy to pay for shooting me in the brain with a taser.
Doesn't that validate the idea of world government, though, Mark?
Look, if I don't think any of these armed gangs have validity, but if that's what it takes to get justice, all I care about is justice. If you're not providing justice, if your system doesn't provide justice for people, you say, oh, don't try to get justice because this system, you know, this group of people is bad, then what? Where are you going to get justice?
You're here.
Are you going to start paying world taxes now?
Yeah, but seriously, what about the guys that get shot in the head, okay?
And then there's no prosecution.
There's countless cases of cops just shooting the gun because they're afraid and they kill people.
Sure.
And there's no recourse at all. And
right.
Yet this person got tased, she's still alive. Sure, she's damaged, but she's not dead, Mark.
Uh-huh.
So
because somebody in this world didn't receive justice, I shouldn't try to get it?
You could try all you want. But you could chase that rabbit through as many holes as you want, and it's not going to get there.
I agree with you, JJ. I mean, what are you going to spend on this little jaunt? Hey, Frank, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. What are you going to spend on this, Mark? What do you think it's going to cost you to take a case to the UN World Court, if that even exists?
I have no idea. If it's likely, if you're getting there, I don't know anything about the UN World Court, but if you're getting there, you're likely being taken by somebody like
the ACLU. Don't you think this would have already been done already? I mean, someone would have taken something to the UN by now.
There certainly are plenty of cases that would qualify for abuse of police.
And I've heard zero. Zero about the UN doing anything.
It's because there's no there's no jurisdiction. It just doesn't work that way. Yeah, okay, there's an international tribunal for war crimes, but you can't take court cases higher than the U.S. Supreme Court. They're going to laugh you out of the courtroom. Is from my understanding. You're saying there is jurisdiction, Mark?
There's jurisdiction if you're a particular subgroup. This is a woman. She's a child also. Indigenous people. All these people. Everybody but anybody but white guys basically have some kind of remedy in the UN court. And that's what it took.
How do you know that?
What's that?
How do you know that?
Because, that's the kind of crap they pass.
Okay, you're speculating. 800-259-9231.
That wasn't my statement. My statement was, I don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut. Who gives the justice? I want it.
So start paying world taxes and validate the idea of world government.
I don't want to pay local taxes.
So consent to world government then.
I should never take anything to court.
That's what it sounds like you're doing. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425 or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features, including our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is main sponsor of Free Talk Live. They'll do a great job for you. You want to see their banner? It's at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand of the, side of the page. SACL CAI is run by Jason Osborne, big proponent of liberty and big supporter of Free Talk Live. SACL CAI.
So we've come across a major point of disagreement between some of the hosts on this show here, JJ and I, on the, this discussion about the world court and justice, seeking justice when governments are running wild and killing people and hurting people, maiming 14-year-old girls with taser barbs to the skull, as we were reporting on last night. JJ and I think that it's a really bad idea to essentially legitimize the concept of a world court by exactly taking something to it for its approval or its certification or its adjudication, rather. And you're saying, Mark, whatever it takes, I don't care. Give me the biggest government in the world so long as I can get my justice.
Yeah, you're putting words in my mouth. I don't support any government. I support government's ability to govern people as long as people have the options. As to me, it's about the option of your choice of being governed by this particular government agency, and it's about funding, the funding mechanism that those agencies...
So you're willing to fund the world court, then, is what you're saying.
Are you saying that I would have to pay something in order to... I'll pay anything to any court system in order to get some kind of remedy. Do you not think that there needs to be some kind of system for justice?
Oh, I'm all in favor of justice, but...
But not until we have free justice where, you know, competing organizations can adjudicate.
No, it's just that I don't...
Because if you don't have a system of dispensing justice, whatever it is, all the nonsense that goes on in your head, doesn't matter because nobody cares. They want justice for themselves. You want freedom, you need to support justice.
Mark, I think the problem that you're coming up with is that we already have so many layers of justice, if you will, that you just want to add one more onto the onion, like that's going to solve the problem. It's like throwing more money at the schools because we need more schooling.
Right,
so we want more courts. We want another layer of courts because we don't have enough courts.
He's fantasizing he's actually going to get justice out of some world-level court.
A corrupt world hegemony. No, you're not getting any justice out of that.
Well, you're presupposing that that system isn't going to dispense any justice in that particular case, and I don't know that to be true.
So, look, Mark, if there's some sort of independent court that you can come to and they'll arbitrate a situation and you pay for that, that's one thing.
Right, but how are they going to enforce their ruling is what my question is. Because you understand that this police chief, he's going to recognize any organization that doesn't have a monopoly privilege on the use of force.
Right, his organization would have to consent to it.
Right, his organization would, and you're not going to get that. So the only thing you can do in this world is go to an organization which will usurp the privilege of the monopoly privilege.
So you support the idea of having a world government.
I do not. I'm living in the real world where all courts of any value or measure...
I live in the real world where I understand that you don't get justice from a monopoly violent court system.
That's
and
not
I'm
true.
Not going to get, I'm not going to get any more justice from a world version of a monopoly violent court system.
It may very well be true that these are inefficient systems, but in this particular case, it's like spinning a bottle as to whether or not you're going to get justice.
Well,
at
Mark,
some point or another, it's going to end up on yes.
Mark, why don't we use an alternative?
I'm all for alternatives. I got no problem with alternatives.
Excellent.
Go to you. Will you go and shoot this cop in the head for what he did?
No, but
then I don't care.
How about I hold a rally in front of his house every day until he leaves town or he stops being a douche?
How much do I have to pay for this?
What you described is revenge, not justice.
Fine.
Mark.
I shouldn't have used the term shooting him in the head. JJ, I'll settle for what you're talking about. A rally in front of his house.
Ostracism.
Fine by me. As long as you hold you agree that if I pay a competitive rate, and I don't know what it costs to go in front of some world court, I'm not even sure that this girl can pull
you
it
can't
off.
Do it,
but
Mark.
Several hundred dollars. I'd be willing to pay you several hundred dollars for your arbitration in this instance, and then for the rest of your life, you can go out in front of this guy's house and hold a rally. I think that's fine.
So just want to make sure that we're clear on this, Mark. You're saying you don't support the world court, but you would support the world court. I'm just trying to understand.
I don't support anything that that usurps a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
However, I believe that in order to get justice, to get peace and freedom in this world, you have to support justice.
Okay,
and
so in order to support justice...
No, I'm not done. What we have currently are only monopoly court systems.
I gotcha.
If you don't use the monopoly court system, you don't support people getting justice.
I see what you're saying.
You don't support remedies for people.
I just don't support increasing government.
What about stop the use of these corrupt court systems that don't provide justice so that they go out of business and maybe something else comes up above? Why are you continuing to validate the corrupt, failed system? Why do you want to give it the authority by saying that trials should be held there? Like, they actually have the authority to hold some trial over a sovereign individual.
Do you think that injustice occurs in the world?
Injustice occurs everywhere.
Okay, great. We need systems to deal with that today. In the same way that we need gasoline to drive our cars and have to pay taxes on it, in the same way that we need to do all kinds of different things and we pay taxes in order to do that, I don't think that using a court that has chosen for itself a monopoly privilege in a particular area means that you're validating it.
I don't think that you're doing that any more than I validate the government's
monopoly on roads by paying gas taxes.
Mm-mm. You're not just using it. You are actually advocating because right now what you're talking
advocating
about
the use of something that I would
exist?
Use yes
no.
I advocate that somebody who has to use to go to the hospital use the public roads
what
too,
you're
Ian.
Talking about is something that does not exist. There is no world court where you can take some other person or some government person to have a trial adjudicated above the U.S. Supreme Court. So you, in order to have what you're talking about, would have to advocate for the world government.
I'm not talking about the creation of something new, Ian.
Well, then you don't have it, then, Mark. You're existing in fantasy land because the world courts do not exist. There is the International Court of Justice, which is the primary judicial
There's
organ.
Something called the world courts. I've certainly heard
that's
that term
right.
before.
The primary judicial organ of the United Nations. It's based on the Peace Palace in the based in the Peace Palace in Hague, Netherlands. Its main functions are to settle legal disputes submitted to it by states and to give advisory opinions on legal questions submitted to it by duly authorized international organs. Agencies,
it
the UN General
to me like
Assembly.
You could take your plea to the UN and get some kind of justice.
You did not listen to what I said. Its main function
it
is to settle
duly
legal
recognized
disputes.
International organs.
You are not an international organ, sir.
You could take your case to the UN, and then if you could get the UN, as I said, you would have to have some kind of agency represent you. Did I not say that? Did I not say that some agency like the ACLU or something like that would have to pick up your case in order to do it? So I'm not living in a fantasy world.
Well,
yes, if you have, and likely you can't do it as a white guy. I imagine very few white guys manage to pull this off. But if you're some kind of indigenous people or a woman or a child or some kind of what they would consider repressed minority, I'll bet you very well could do that.
I think it's an outright fantasy to think anything justice-like will come out of the UN, ever.
Well, that's like saying that you think that no justice could come out of any other court system. Do you think that any court could dispense justice?
Well, I particularly point that one at the UN.
Well, if
I think lesser courts certainly could because there's a more local influence. A person living in that city, who grew up in that city, cares about his city. But this UN, they don't care about anything but the money, man.
The International Criminal Court is another option for you, Mark. They are a permanent tribunal to prosecute individuals for genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and the crime of aggression, although it cannot currently exercise jurisdiction over the crime of aggression. To date, the court has opened investigations into five situations since 2002 when it was created. It is also located in The Hague. They have investigated northern Uganda, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Central African Republic, Darfur, and the Republic of Kenya. Has so far indicted 16 people, seven of whom remain fugitives. So you really don't have these options that you're talking about,
Mark. I don't necessarily know what all the options are.
You don't have them. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I understand what you think, and you don't know either. Like, you've looked for 30 seconds on the internet, and you come up with a decision.
Okay, Mark, why don't you go look into it then and figure out what it takes to get a case before the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's not my issue.
Sounds like it is. You're advocating for world government tonight.
You just want to have something to argue about.
You take control of this.
You just don't want justice for people.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to here tonight. It's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website where you can actually enjoy all the features there completely free. But if you want to help support the show, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And again, it's the same old Amazon that you know, the world's largest retailer online that carry, you know, pretty much everything that you could possibly want in dozens of categories, even used items, amazon.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking about a situation that kind of stemmed from a discussion regarding the 14-year-old girl that we talked about last night who was shot with a taser by a police chief. One of the taser barbs actually pierced her skull and entered her brain, requiring them to essentially open her up and then stitch her up and take off a huge patch of her hair. I mean, she's not brain damaged from what I understand, but it certainly, you know, it was a horrifying experience.
As far as they know.
This is true. And so Mark started saying, well, he thought that it would be great if these folks could go and get justice. If they couldn't find justice within the United States, that they go to the world court and get justice. So I did a little bit of research, and Mark, you accused it of being 30 seconds, and no, it was a little longer than that. But now I've done more research, and you've done none. So instead of just relying on Wikipedia, I actually went to the International Court of Justice website, and they happen to have a frequently asked questions. Number two, who may submit cases to the court? Only states are eligible to appear before the court in contentious cases. So there is no way for you, unless you are a state, Mark, to appear before this court and search for the justice that you want. If you can't get your justice up to the Supreme Court level, the world court is not going to help you.
Okay, and remember what my statement was, Ian. My statement was, I don't care what court it is as long as I can get justice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still relevant. That's
great,
all I have
great.
To say.
So then would you advocate for the creation of a world court where individuals can take cases?
I'm not advocating for any organization that would claim
a
monopoly
justice or
privilege
or
anything.
Yeah, Mark, you're not going to get justice with the courts we have. We need to make a new one.
I'm not going to get justice if you create a new court anyway, because it wouldn't have jurisdiction over a case that had
already
existed.
No, we'll create a brand new one just for this.
Right.
It'll be above the Supreme Court.
You're dodging, Mark.
It wouldn't have any jurisdiction.
In theory, would you support the creation of a world court that individuals could take cases to have jurisdiction over the entire world?
No.
Okay, so then you don't support what it takes to get justice then, right? Because didn't you say earlier, just a few moments ago, that whatever it takes to get justice you would support?
Well, I told JJ that I'd support whatever kind of cockamamie plan he had, too, if it gets justice for this case.
So if you could get justice, then you would support the creation of a world court that has total jurisdiction over the entire world.
If that's what it takes to get justice, but I mean...
What is justice?
I don't think you could. Like, if you have... justice is the person being made as whole as possible.
Okay. I mean, that's such a vague and ambiguous term.
Vague or ambiguous.
I would agree with Mark. I think that the victim needs to be made whole, and the people that are deciding the case have to decide
it's
what that means.
Almost always going to be money. Money represents the time that you've spent in this world.
Certainly.
And I don't think that this police chief probably isn't going to pay out of his paycheck. But to me, that would be justice. There's no court in America or in the UN that's ever going to support taking the money out of this guy's paycheck.
Okay, good. So you don't support a world court then.
Ian, I support whatever court
so you
it takes
do support a world
in order
court. I'm just
to
trying
get
to understand.
Justice.
You're just dodging around with this
I'm
political answer.
I'm not dodging
answer.
Anything,
it's
man.
A totally political answer. You really should be a politician.
I'm not
someday.
Dodging anything.
All right, well, let's go to your calls, your thoughts, and talk to Brian, who's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with the Dodger.
Hi there.
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a lot now, even more since I called in and had to wait for a while to get on. I know you guys are running a talk show and you can't take calls right away, but...
Well, we can take calls whenever we want to.
Kind of reminded me why I only listen to the Hour of the Time now, mostly, because I just get frustrated listening to talk shows otherwise. I just want to comment on what the one gentleman last said. I don't know your name, so, I apologize if I refer to you as, guys, because I don't know your names well enough to discern by voice. But one of the gentlemen just said that he would see justice if the police chief were to get his pay docked, so it would be justice to have someone else pay for the sins of another?
The police chief is the one who tased this little girl.
It was the police chief himself. All
yes.
Right. Well, has a complaint even been filed in a court of competent jurisdiction yet?
I have no idea.
Couldn't tell you.
It probably won't go anywhere.
It's relatively recent news, and I suspect no lawyer has probably filed a case yet.
Well, it's just... It seems like you guys are making presumptions that justice could not be obtained when...
Odds are against it, sir. I mean, if you look at the history of police abuse and you look at the cases that have been brought and what happens as a result, usually the police exonerate themselves and they investigate themselves and find that they have acted by the book. And in many cases, the courts will back them up. There are some cases in which cities will pay out settlements to people where the case is just so ironclad. They've got video footage or they've got something that totally proves that the police were doing naughty things. But typically, if it's the cop's word against the victim, then... And usually the cop will get off scot-free.
Now, is that the article right there? So he's been fired?
The police chief, yes. This is the news I haven't actually mentioned about the case. The follow-up story is from CNJOnline.com, where the city of Tucumcari, New Mexico, has fired police chief Roger Hatcher, according to a press release. Hatcher said he received a letter from city manager Bobby Rose informing him of the decision. He was on paid administrative leave since January 15th. But I can get into some more details on that
January
here, but it doesn't
15th.
Really... It doesn't really address what, this is January 15th last year, Mark. So it doesn't really address what Brian is saying here. So continue, Brian, with your thoughts.
Well, I should go to what I first called in about. The last caller that I heard made a statement that sounded like he was alleging that Marbury versus Madison actually placed the federal government above the state. And it's not only factually incorrect as far as what the case says, but it's incorrect in principle, too. So I just was hoping that you guys would correct him, but you haven't. You guys went on a tirade with each other, and I think some of it was valid, but a lot of it was just, confusing. And
thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. I'm not a Supreme Court expert, so I don't know what all their cases are. I don't know if you guys are, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, are you guys... I'm not saying that you have to support it, But are you guys even aware of the correct principles of cooperative federalism that we're supposed to be under?
Well, I understand what that the idea is that this is supposed to be a country of countries, and the states are supposed to have sovereignty in certain areas. I just don't think that's the reality we live under.
Yeah, whatever those words say, that's not the reality. The reality is it's an oligarchy, and whoever has the money makes the rules. That's pretty much what's going on.
Yeah, the states, you know, when they tried to secede the first time, were slapped down in a very violent manner. And ever since then, there's kind of been a little switch in the way things operate to where the state governments are very, very, they're very subservient to the federal government.
Yes, because the money
coming from
the
government. That's not correct. That's an illusion. That's not correct. And that's not because of the way it's constructed. It's because of the way that we, the people, have been derelicts. It's not the system that's fought.
I agree with you that if people were not so obedient and pathetic, then things would be a lot different. No doubt about it.
Certainly.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
Boy, there's so much. I just don't know how much time you guys want to devote to one individual caller. It's very frustrating to see so many people so confused because they're not... we are divided on incorrect principles, half-truths, and lies and obfuscation. And it's just very frustrating to see people continue to argue and bicker about things that are incorrect, and we're not even unified on the things that are correct to even
what's correct.
I don't think that this is true. Okay, so when the states signed on to the Constitution, they gave appellate jurisdiction to the Supreme Court. And so it means that whatever the Constitution says, the Supreme Court interprets it. Not the states, not the individual, not somebody who's learned like you. The Supreme Court. There are 9 people who wear black muumuus who decide what the Constitution says and what it doesn't say. So if they say that states don't have the right to secede, they don't have the right to secede. And I believe they have said that. If they say that states are subservient to the federal government in all areas, then they're subservient to the federal government in all areas. You can read the Constitution to say whatever you want. It's simply a 213-year-old document to them.
There's been no verdict, though, that has stated what you just said.
What, that states can't secede?
No, that states are subservient to the federal...
No, it's just reality. Like, you called it
an
illusion.
That's an observation.
And it's not an illusion. It's a reality.
That's an observation. Now, I like what you're saying, Brian. It's a nice idea to say that, you know, the state should...
I used to believe it. I just, you know, what I see is, you know, it's not happening. It's never gonna.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Hour number 2 is coming up next. This is Free Talk Live. Also, we'll give you a little more about why this police chief was fired. That's coming up. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.